This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mayor Michael Hancock says Denver's curfew will change to 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. tonight through Thursday night, following several nights of clashes between protesters and police. Hancock says it's an important tool for trying to keep the peace.
For the most part, law-abiding residents and citizens of Denver went home during the 8 o'clock curfew. But exactly what you could anticipate, those who would not care what the president, the governor, the mayor, the police chief says and are hell-bent on being provocative and promoting destruction and violence and engagement with law enforcement, they weren't going to listen.
Hancock says 170 people were arrested last night. Many Coloradans have filled out their census form. CPR's Mayor Ortega reports.
63% of Coloradans have filled out their survey so far. That's better than most of the country. Douglas County has the state's highest self-response rate. The state created new programs and teams this year to better reach hard-to-count populations, like kids and people of color. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to send volunteers to follow up in person if people don't fill out their surveys by early August. That collection had to pause earlier this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
The Daily Camera reports roughly 500 CU Boulder employees are being furloughed and 10 were laid off because of looming budget cuts due to the pandemic. Nearly 10,000 work at CU. 88 in Denver, 96 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.